Will it be familiar to you? Because I play this song as many times as I can. Because this was written for a service here when the Reverend Lane was here. And if anyone says, what is the favorite, your favorite song you ever wrote? This might be it. I don't know. It's like a dog that you just fall in love with. I just know this. Science is searching with her shining machines into each crevice of creation, singing songs of discovery between the heavens and the heavens, the sea below.
Fillmore's 12 Powers. And once a month, And starting with this month, we'll have our first power, and then we'll do one each month thereafter. And I'm going to call these lesson series Power Sunday. How does that sound? We're going to learn to stand in our power, and we're going to learn that we can move forward in faith and embrace growth amidst the changes that are going to be happening. Because we got the power. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, the first power, and just a little explanation, because I know your bulletins are what you saw in the e-blast said, white stone ceremony. But we're going to do the white stone because we were going to do it last week, and we weren't able to have service. So this is going to be kind of a combo. So I hope the combo will come off as I think it in my head. I want you to really grasp these concepts, and we're going to move forward with our new name and knowing what the power of faith is and using that power. The color for faith is blue, so you notice I kind of blued out this morning. I want to stand in my power. I want to stand in my faith. I want to represent faith. I want people to look at me and say, hey, there goes an expression of faith. And that's what I want for you too, because we're in this together. I'm not in this by myself, right? We're in this together. We're going to move forward together. So the disciple Peter represents faith. And I want to read you the scripture. Well, we know that they were, the disciples were out on a boat, and the water and wind and everything was tossing. And all of a sudden they saw something coming towards them across the water. So in Matthew 14, 28, 32 to 32, it says, Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus, but he saw the wind tossing the waves, and he was afraid, and he began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. And he said, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? And they climbed back into the boat together, and the wind died down. Now, I want you to consider Peter's journey. Peter was a fisherman, right? He was a man of action who was used to going out and casting nets and casting and bringing in fish. When Jesus called to him to step out of the boat, can you imagine Peter's heart must have been popping out of his chest with uncertainty? Yes, he saw Jesus out there on the water, but he said, well, wait a minute, can I? He stepped out in faith. He heard the call, and he stepped out in faith. And in that moment, faith allowed him to walk towards his highest potential. Now see, that's what we're about. Just like Peter walking on the water, stepping out in faith against the storm, so too are we called to embrace the power of faith in our own lives. It is that active force that propels you forward, letting you see that you can rise above circumstances and connect with the divine presence within. But you must take that step. You must move towards. What fears hold you back? What fears keep you stepping from the unknown? Are you willing to take those courageous first steps? We went through our burning bowl service. In our burning bowl service, we released some things, didn't we? But have you taken the courageous first steps to move towards your goal, to move towards your good, to move towards what God has prepared for you? If only you believe. Yeah. I have an unknown quote. I don't know who it's from, but it says, in pursuit of faith, we must remember that it is not the absence of doubt that defines us, but rather our response to it. When doubt arises, let us affirm our trust in the goodness of God and the infinite possibilities that lie ahead. That's a big order, isn't it? When you have turmoil going on in your life, or when something's not quite right, taking that first courageous step. Yeah. We're taught faith is the substance of things hoped for. And remember, we had a lesson where hope is where we begin of our human self. And it's the evidence of things not seen, things of spirit, that's that support that's working in the background of all that's happening with you. Are you clinging to the boat?
Some days.
Not the answer I was expecting, but okay, that's good. Because if you're clinging to the boat, let go. Take those courageous first steps. Step out and know that there's one presence, one power in that presence, and that power is sustaining you. And you can move forward.
Amen.
So we're going to go through, in March, we're going to have some in-depth lessons on faith in our Unity 101 sessions that are after a couple services during the month. What I want you to do in the meantime is take some time to sit, meditate. Think about faith. Think about the areas in your life where you can throw out the lifeline and step out. And step out in faith. So, that's your Power Sunday message. I want to see everyone, and you know, we as a community are going to work on stepping out in faith. We see what faith did for us the last part of 2024. We want to carry that on into 2025. We want to feel that prosperity, not only in monetary means, but we want to feel it in one another, in raising one another up, in lifting this church to a high frequency where we draw onto us those who are searching and looking for the truth to live in their lives. We want to be that example. So now we're going to turn the page, and coming in this morning, you should have received a little packet. If you didn't, raise your hand. Everyone has a little packet. What I want you to do for this next part of our lesson, take that little white stone out. And those of you at home, if you have anything you could grasp hold of, or if you want to just write on a piece of paper, but those of us here in the chapel, I want you to hold the stone while I'm talking to you. I want you to get the feel of it. I want you to permeate the spirit that is within the stone. And as I talk, I want you to get familiar with it. I want you to develop your little relationship with your stone. So that, you know, they say that Jesus, that the shepherds, when they go out and their sheep mingle together, and then when their particular shepherd's ready to leave, he calls his sheep and they know his name, they know his voice, and they follow him. I want you to get familiar, because we want to write on this stone in a little bit. But I want you to get a feel for it, the texture, how it feels in your hand. So in Revelations, for the white stone servants part, in Revelations 2, verse 17, Jesus talks about people being given a new name. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And where's the church? Church is you. It's you. To everyone who conquers, I will give you some hidden manna. To all who see beyond appearances, I will give all that is needed to live. So I want to break this passage down a little bit. An ear, we're not talking about these outer ears. We're talking about our inner ear, the ear of the soul, the ear that listens to that still small voice within. And we develop this inner quality by getting out of our what? Our intellect. We're in our head a lot, thinking. I don't know about you, this whole experience with the weather, thinking. We want to come to a point where we know who and what we are, and that still, small voice. We listen from our heart. We listen in times of silence, in times of meditation. Meditation is a tool that helps us quiet our busy minds and listen to the divine voice of wisdom. Have you taken time lately? Yes, you have. I'm answering for you, because we're all good students here. We come in here day after day, Sunday after Sunday. I know that you're taking time, yes, in the quiet. So, in the set of passages, it talks about the churches. That is referring to those thoughts that were turned towards God. Those thoughts that were turned towards God. Now, if you want to dig into this in more, get your revealing word or your Bible dictionary. Thoughts that are turned towards God. And it says, to anyone who conquers. When we hear the word conquer, we're thinking about physical battle, right? Physical overcoming. Who hasn't felt inner conflict a time or two? Here we're talking about inner conflict. Our egos can be loud. Yes, they can be loud and demanding, urging us to do, to take, to be. But there's a higher self voice. And we call it a still small voice. But I don't know about you, but sometimes it's not very small. It's a divine urging to listen. And to everyone who takes time to listen to the still small voice, to everyone who practices release and affirm inner qualities, much will be gained, much will be given unto you. That's our manifestations. That is when we open our minds and hearts to the hidden manna. Manna is that substance provided daily, but we have to listen. We have to, in our faith lesson, we have to move and take the steps to bring it into manifestation. In the days of wandering in the wilderness with Moses, the manna that which God sent down each day, the people gathered and collected it. Now, they only gathered what they needed for that moment. Wouldn't this be a different world if that happened today? If we each only took what we needed for that moment. So I just want to make sure we're understanding the metaphysical meaning of manna is, according to the revealing word, the bread of life. That which sustains us. It's the word of God. It represents the realization that divine substance is everywhere present. What did Brian say? There's no spot that God is not. God provides that substance. Yeah. Substance is everywhere present in every part of consciousness. There is substance, but we don't always grasp hold of it. We don't always take those first few steps out of the boat. And he goes on to say, and I will give you a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. In the Bible, you'll notice there are many name changes. And name changes for us means a change in consciousness. A change in consciousness. So we go through this exercise each year, representing the change in consciousness that may have occurred for us. We have Paul being changed to Saul, Saul being changed to Paul. Saul representing personal will, Paul enlightened will. We had a name change there representing what happens within us. You go through the same process. When you let go and let God, when you follow Spirit, when you step out of the boat and do what is your desire to do. Yeah. There was a time when it was believed that people had overcome made a connection with their divine spirit, and they got a new name. The new name was written on a white stone. The name was given to them directly by God. No one else intervened. No one was aware of the new name. It was a new nature, the freedom from bondage. When people had overcome, when they were set free from bondage, they got the stone. So as you hold your stone in your hand, know just as the scriptures tell us, the slate was clean. They got a new name. They were able to move towards that high state of consciousness. The white stone, it's an ancient ritual. And back in the time of Jesus' teaching, they were given a stone when they had served in prison and they were released from bondage. Each of us are stepping forth out of bondage. We're leaving those old erroneous thoughts behind and we're moving into a higher state of consciousness where we know the fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, joy. This is our goal. And as we envision this Holy Spirit standing saying, come to me, we're going to step out and we're going to listen for our new name. Now, nothing may not come to you today. It may take a couple of days. Words like peace. Words like maybe it gives you a physical name like Jeremiah, Moses. Those are just a few of the things that may come to you. You might hear love. You might hear wisdom. You may hear release. So after a short meditation, what I'm going to do, I'm going to invite you to write if a name has come to you today. I want to invite you to take the markers you were given and write that name on your stone. How do you feel holding your stone? You feel the energy coming from? Nothing is solid. This is energy. This is energy. And we're feeding into it from our higher state of consciousness. So let's take a few moments. I want you to find a comfortable spot. Whenever we ask or knock on the door, we get an answer. So take this opportunity to close your eyes or open them if you want to focus on something in the room. But I invite you to hold the white stone in your hand as we go into meditation and allow it to whisper to you. So take a deep breath in and release and give yourself permission to relax into your seat. Behold, the Christ of God in each of us says, I make all things new. And so this white stone is the promise of a new life, a new state of consciousness, a higher state of consciousness. It's a symbol of a clean slate. Whatever doubts, whatever regrets, we set them aside. We let them go at this time, knowing that were set free from that prison of erroneous thoughts. And so this is our sign of a clean slate. Whatever has gone on in the past, we let it go. This is a sign of our ability in this moment, right here, right now, to live in this new beginning. Oh yes, this is a moment in which we know we are free. This is the moment in which we know we are free. Breathing in, breathing out, connecting with Spirit. Taking a moment in the quiet. John wrote in the book of Revelations that the white stone carries a new name, your spiritual identity, and a deeper awareness of what you are. And if you have made the discovery, hold your stone and contemplate for a moment your new name. Holy Spirit, we let you move in and throughout us in this moment, right here, right now, as we receive our new name representing a change in consciousness, a lifting higher, an insight into our divine purpose. And we set the tone in this moment going forward. We take the steps out of the boat and move towards that high prize, the Christ within. And we know that our name is Spirit-filled. And as we take a moment to realize the deeper understanding of what it is. We know that our paths will be lit and that our steps will be sure and steady. As our true essence is revealed unto us, and we know, dear God, that you express through us, and our lives are joyful, meaningful, and peaceful when we let go and let your presence fill every area of our beings. And for this, and for all things, dear God, we give you thanks. And we know that it is written, that it is so. And so we let it unfold in our lives, right here, right now. Amen. We have an affirmation, and it's in your insert. I am faith-filled and faithful. As we go about realizing and unfolding our spiritual names that we have received, we know I am faith-filled and faithful to bring it into manifestation. So let's affirm this affirmation together using I am together. I am faith-filled and faithful. And we feel the energy coming from our stones, knowing that we'll be faithful to our new name. We'll take the steps, we'll take the movement to let it rise up within us. And we want to think about someone who may need these vibrations this morning, this energy that we're filled with. And we'll repeat the affirmation saying, you are. Hold that person, visualize them, bring them in front of you. Together. You are faith-filled and faithful. Know that to be the truth. Feel the vibrations. And as community, we say it for ourselves using we are. Together, we are faith-filled and faithful. And it is so.
And so it is.
Amen. Amen.